Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your host, Ryan Holloway. I hope your weekend was awesome. I hope you haven't spent all of your money on Christmas and you're sleeping under the freeway right now. Because if you are sleeping under the freeway right now because you did spend all of your money on Christmas gifts, that's fine because you're still listening to me. And I appreciate that you still found time to squeeze me into your day. I have some interesting stories for you guys today. Actually, one of them, when I was looking for them, I was like, yo, I really want something that's going to be like Christmas spirity, but not too Christmassy, but spirity. And you know how when you're really hungry and you look in your fridge 40 times and then the 41st time you check your refrigerator, you're like, oh, there it is. There's that piece of chicken I was looking for. Or maybe it's even your freezer. You look in the back. Oh, there's that frozen spaghetti. But you find the perfect meal to consume. And you eat it and it tastes like magic. That's what this story is like. When I found this story, I was like, there's no way this is the story. There's no way. I almost didn't even want to talk about it because this is a weird news. It seems so silly. That, you know, I'm just going to get to it because I could tell you guys are on the edge of your seats right now. I don't want you to get so distracted and excited that, you know, you like something happens. Like, I don't know, you fall or something, you trip. I don't know. Maybe your equilibrium is off. I don't know how excitement works for you. But other than this story, I have a 7-year-old that in Russia who apparently has been drafted into the military. And I have a plane that landed for a potty break. I also have a Wisconsin man who crashed his car during a high-speed chase because he was checking his phone. Now, let's get to the lead. I'm sorry I buried the lead. All right. Are you guys ready for this? All right. Check this out. Okay. So, a woman in Bristol, England, she's apparently a spiritual guidance counselor. Her name is Amethyst Realm. Of course her name is Amethyst Realm, right? Of course, right? She, apparently, she's had sex with 20 ghosts, and she said she prefers them over men. She had sex with at least 20, she says. She says, the first experience was 12 years ago after her then-fiancé moved into a new house, and she felt the presence of, like, a strange entity. She said it started as an energy, then became physical. There was pressure on my thighs and breath on my neck. I just always felt safe. I had sex with the ghost. You can feel it. It's difficult to explain. There was a weight and a weightlessness, a physical breath and stroking and energy as well. Realm said she had an affair with the ghost for 3 years, but it ended when her human husband came home from work and saw the shadowy shape of a man through the window. So, she was cheating on her husband with a ghost. Now, I'm not one to judge. Weird news isn't about judgment. I'm just here to give you guys game, share some understanding, try to come to a consensus on why some of these events occur. And I want to understand. So, when there's not more information about the husband coming home and seeing the shadowy figure, I want to understand as the husband, when you find out that she's sleeping with ghosts, are you mad at her or are you embarrassed? Because there's levels to this, right? Like, there's levels to this, like, cheating thing where, I mean, we've all been in, like, jealous situations. Maybe we're not all the same type of jealous. Maybe we've seen something in our life where, like, that doesn't make me feel good. Maybe the type of jealous where you say, I'm a Kia car. We all have different levels in our lives. So sometimes our anger and frustrations and emotions are based in jealousy. And I want to know, as a man, when you find out that your wife or your fiance is cheating on you with a ghost for 3 years, what happens to you? What happens to your psyche? Do you go talk to somebody? What do you ask her? I mean, I've seen situations on TV where someone cheats on someone. And they're like, hey, am I not good enough for you? They're like, well, you're never here. In this situation, you say, am I not good enough for you? Well, you're never here. The ghost isn't here. He's a ghost. He's a dead person. You would choose a dead person over me? This is literally a situation when someone says to you, I wouldn't sleep with you if you were the last person on earth. And then you always think like, well, that doesn't make any sense, because if you were the last person on earth, then we'd have to procreate and then, you know, something would have to happen. But no, apparently Realm said that she's done a bit of research into phantom pregnancies and she'd like to get pregnant by one of the ghosts. She said people don't know how to carry them full term, but did something that she feels like she'd be able to do. Realm strayed from the Realm said she hasn't strayed from the paranormal pond, and she's had sexual encounters with at least 20 ghosts. 20 ghosts. And so my thing is this: as ghosts, if any ghosts are listening, I want to ask you guys, as ghosts, do you got, if when you go somewhere as a ghost and you've been somewhere, is there like a ghost Facebook? Are there Yelp reviews on her? Now, I don't want to be disrespectful. She told us about 20 ghosts. This isn't some research that we went and did. This is what she told the article. Do these 20 ghosts know each other? Are they friends? Is she pimping? And like all these ghosts are like from different area codes? Does she have ghosts in different area codes? Like I need more information about her enthusiasms. I also want to know this. Now, if you're this guy, her fiance, or any other guys prior to her, I just want to let you guys know, you guys messed things up for men. You guys really did. Whatever you guys were doing, however you guys treated this woman, whatever shortcomings that she experienced in her life because of you, thanks a lot. Thanks. Because now she's dealing with ghosts. She's quit men and has dealt with over 20 ghosts. She was dealing with one ghost for 3 years. Do you know how exhausting that must be? How exhausting that must be to carry an affair with a ghost for 3 years? Especially, and I just want to know this. People are in relationships, right? And then you're in a relationship for, I don't know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. People get tired of people. But to just be in a relationship with a ghost for 3 years while you have a fiance, that guy needs to reevaluate. He's got to do some reevaluation. Because there's no way, bro, that either you didn't know something was going on, or, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, even as him, one of my questions is like, yo, was this ghost ever here, like, while we were intimate? How often is this ghost here? How does she summon the ghost? Does the ghost just pop up? Is this like a Rapunzel thing where she puts her hair out the window, then the ghost sees the hair as like a sign, and then the ghost uses her hair and climbs up to into the window? I want to understand what's happening, and I want to know. And when I first read this, I was kind of like, this lady's silly, but why would you make this up? And wait. And before you judge me, I'm not saying I believe that she's humping ghosts. I'm just saying that she's 27 years old and she's a spiritual guidance counselor. She's all about the spirit. She's not just about the Christmas spirit. She's about the annual spirit. And I don't really feel like she would make this up. I don't really think that this is something that you make up. Maybe this is one of those situations where, you know, if you're by yourself and you're like lonely and you like have a good time, like with yourself, that like, you're like, oh, I'll put it on someone else. Cause then I don't have to say that I had a good time by myself. So you just say, oh, a ghost did it. And I mean, that's what it is. Cause it kind of sounds like, I mean, it kind of sounds like assault though, really. Cause she said She said it started as energy, then became physical. There was pressure on my thighs and breath on my neck, but I always felt safe. I had sex with the ghost. You could feel it. It's difficult to explain. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it is. Because if you're sleeping or whatever you're doing and the ghost just run up on you, like, do you really have a choice at that point? You can't even see what's happening. You don't even know who's there. You don't even know the ghost. You don't even know the ghost's name. It's just ghosts. So how does she know it's been 20 different ghosts? You know what? I don't think I really want to know how she knows that it's been 20 different. I don't really want to know how she knows that it's been 20 ghosts. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think I can use my imagination to know how she knows it's been 20 different ghosts. I don't really want to use my imagination for that because I feel like my mind is has been like tarnished enough with like with thoughts that don't need to be in my mind. But I just think 20, I feel like 20 is a lot of ghosts to be able to know that they're different ghosts without seeing them. Right? Like, I mean, isn't that a lot? Like, I could see if she said 5, but like 20, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If 20, now, if I'm working or if I'm doing whatever I'm doing, right? And let's say I tell you 20, I've had sex with 20 different female ghosts that ran up in my crib, ran up in there, and I can't see them. How do I know it was 20? Like, there, you telling me that like the range of ghosts' physical proportions are ranging 1 through 20 to the point where you're like, oh, you know what? That's the third ghost. This don't feel like number 5. You know what? This is definitely the 8th ghost. This has to be the 8th ghost. I'm gonna be honest. By the time I get to like the 5th ghost, they all fit in to just be the same ghost. Me. Maybe that makes me shallow. Maybe I'm not paying enough attention to what I'm doing in my life. But if you're gonna tell me that, oh well, it's probably been about 20 ghosts. You can't see the ghosts, so how do you know how many it's been? That's gonna require a lot of extra experience in other situations for you to tell me that you know it's 20 ghosts. If you guys know what I'm saying, like, you know what? Let me not even go there because it's I'm happy for her. I really am, because if the way honestly what the way this ghost situation is, if she has 20 different ghosts that she's contacting, that's online, and she has phone numbers of, that's just people that you don't got to deal with. If you're dealing with ghosts, like if you're sleeping with ghosts or whatever, they're ghosts, right? Duh, I've said that. And they come by and they leave. You don't got to text them. You don't got to worry about them stalking you or checking your Snapchat. None of that, because they're ghosts. So I feel like she might be on to something. She might actually be on to something, I think. Because I feel like a lot of us are going to laugh and be like, this lady's sleeping with ghosts. But really, if you think about it, they're ghosts. They don't have phones. They don't have Snapchats, Instagrams, so you don't got to worry about them following you on social media. You don't got to worry about texting them back, leaving you on red, or you leaving them on red. They're dead. They're ghosts. So, I mean, in my eyes, she's living in 2027 because she's really on some stuff right now where we all worried about who texting us and, why this person text me again. But this lady's humping these ghosts, and she don't have to worry about those kind of problems. She don't got that kind of time. Why? Because she got 20 ghosts online. She's basically, I wish I could think of something funny to say off the top. She's basically the Magic Don Juan of ghosts, basically. Magic Don Ghost? Magic Von? I don't know. There's a funny joke in there somewhere. I'll workshop it and I'll get back to you on it. But when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about how this guy crashed his car during a high-speed chase because he was looking for directions on his phone. First rule of high speed chase: don't worry about where you're going. Don't worry about it. Just drive. If you're already involved in the high speed chase, just drive. Don't be concerned about the low. Listen, I'll tell you guys more about that when I get back. So sit tight.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Hopefully you're still here. I know that last segment got a little strange for you. Got a little weird for me too. I got a little hot in here, right? It got a little hot. Did you get hot? Are you guys hot? Let me ask my producer. Are you hot right now? No? It's just me? All right, fine. It's just me then. Whatever. So here's the thing. The lady, she's been sleeping with ghosts. She's had, it seems like, I guess, 20 different ghost partners, and she prefers them over men because they're better, I guess. I myself wonder how she knows there's been 20 different ghosts. I don't really want to know exactly how she knows, but I kind of have like a weird, I have an idea of how she knows, but I don't want to use my imagination for that because a mind is a beautiful thing. I don't want to put too much other stuff in my mind. So with that, I have this for you guys. While this lady's just being not, while she's being careful and, you know, rolling with ghosts, you know what? Another thing, being careful, she's sleeping with ghosts. So like, she doesn't even have to worry about, even though she said she wants to get pregnant by a ghost, she said she's done research on being pregnant by a ghost, but some people can't carry it full term. But I don't know how you would, this is going to sound kind of hypocritical on my part, but this is stupid. I feel, it's funny because like, I'm going to sound silly when I say this, but I believe she's been sleeping with ghosts, but when she says she wants to get pregnant by a ghost, I think that part's stupid. Like, I believe when she's like there's levels to how much of this I choose to believe, right? Which anyone else, because you know what? Aristotle once said, the sign of an intelligent man is the ability to entertain a thought without, you know, like actually believing it. You should entertain anything someone tells you, right? There's no way. We don't all know everything. So some of you guys, if I told you the story, like, hey, this lady's been sleeping with ghosts, she'd be like, nah, that's stupid, right? My thing is like, okay, like, I believe she's probably sleeping with ghosts. I don't think she slept with 20 different ghosts. That sounds outrageous to me. I don't believe that she slept with the same ghost for 3 years, but I also don't believe that she's going to get pregnant by ghosts. I think that's silly. But her sleeping with a ghost, I kind of believe that. Whatever. Like, fine. Oh, my God. That's so funny because I believe that kind of. Wait, don't judge me. Anyway, so check this out. This other guy who's not being as careful as a lady that's, like, sleeping with ghosts. A man from Wisconsin was involved in a high-speed police chase. The chase got up to like 100 miles per hour at times and involved 4 different police departments. Now, when you dedicate that type of time to a high speed chase to involve that many different police departments, and I don't care how small the cities are. I don't care if the cities are cities, if they're copland cities and one city is just 50 people and they're all cops. 4 different police departments is a lot of police departments. That's a lot. If 4 different police departments are involved in a high speed chase, that leaves 4 counties or cities just basically like available to be the victims of bank robbery, right? I mean, geez, like anything could happen. So if you want that kind of attention and the chase is reaching hundreds of miles per hour, why would you look at your phone for directions? The only reason they caught him because his minivan, yes, high speed chase in a minivan, his minivan hit the curb and it hit the embankment and like flipped over. And I'm kind of disappointed because in my eyes, to me, you're already driving 100 miles per hour during the high speed chase. I'm assuming you're not. I'm assuming that you're just running lights, running stop signs, doing whatever, because high speed chases are dangerous. In some places, they say, yo, we don't participate in that because people could die. And a lot of times we're chasing people over like speeding tickets or like marijuana, and it's just not worth someone else dying for us to pull somebody over for like a dime bag. So I can't have you out all out in the high speed chase and not knowing where you're going. That's not a good high speed chase look, bro. This is what you need to do. If you're involved in the high speed chase, I need you to just freelance it and just drive. Just drive like OJ. Just drive. I don't need you concerned about locations. Just drive. Get on the freeway and just drive. You got to drive all the way up 5-5, all the way down 99. Those are California highways. I'm sorry, y'all. Or if you got to just get on highway, what is it? What's highway? Route 66 to go just all the way across the U.S.? Then do that. Whatever. Go get on the corridor that takes you from Florida all the way to New York. Do that. But don't get concerned about directions. Who are you? What are you doing? I mean, come on, bro. Like, let me get this straight. You want to get in the minivan and then you want to get on your high speed chase and suddenly you're concerned about being responsible? Are you late? Are you late? Are you running late to somewhere? Do you not know? And why are you driving that fast if you don't know where you're going? How about this? Next time, slow down, ask one of the police for directions. Slow down, let them catch up and say, excuse me, officer, do you know how I can get to 200 Southbury Lane? He says, oh, yeah, just, you know, keep straight. And then once you run through the third stop sign, make a right. All right, cool, got it. And then hit the gas again. But don't look in your phone for directions. One, it's dangerous. You shouldn't text and drive. You shouldn't operate an electronic device while you're driving. You have to pay attention to your high speed chase. Secondly, it's really tacky. It's just really tacky for people to not know to, if you're gonna crash because you try to do some incredibly sexy turn. Crash because, I don't know, you drove off that cliff like Thumb and Louise. But don't. I didn't know where I was going. Come on, dude. That's embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself. Next time you get in a high speed chase, I'm gonna need you to be more proactive with your directions. Print out on MapQuest. Do they still have MapQuest? Is there still a MapQuest? I don't know. Print it out on MapQuest, put on your dashboard like we used to do in the early 2000s, and then just follow the directions. But I can't have you looking at your phone, not knowing where you're going during a high-speed chase. It's embarrassing, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You know who should also be ashamed of themselves? The Russian government. The Russian government sent a 7-year-old a draft notice. Now, we don't have a draft in the U.S. anymore. For those of you that don't know what a draft is, it's basically like the Hunger Games. Did you ever see the Hunger Games? Have you not seen the Hunger Games? All right, basically in the Hunger Games, they go to each district and they choose someone to go to war. And all these kids, they go there and they fight and they kill each other or whatever. And the winner gets, they win for their district, basically. And they win. Hooray, Hunger Games, yay. The draft is like that. Like, all right, we're just picking names and you're going to go to the army. That's how we're going to do this. But usually you have to be like 18 to go to the draft back in the day. The Russian government somehow they sent a 7-year-old boy a draft notice and was like, hey, you got to come to the draft. When I read this, I was like, oh, that's funny. I bet the parents like laughed it off. But I guess, you know, they're a little bit more serious than we are in Eastern Europe, because the grandfather said, yo, we're going to bring him in at the appointed time because, quote, we don't want to be accused of draft dodging. Now, I mean, I'll take my hat off to them because I'm not going to, look, they can send me one right now. I'm not going to none of nobody's draft. No, I'm not. You could send me one right now. I'm not going to go. And I feel like if I was 7, my mom would get it, and then she would laugh. We'd all laugh. Everything would be cool. Probably put it in a frame, make fun of it. But the grandfather said they're going to bring him in. They're going to bring him in anyway. See, now, this is the type of things. Maybe the Russian government has like a better government than we have, because I think the grandfather's confident that, yo, we got to bring him in, show them that it's a mistake, and then everything will be fine. We don't do stuff like that here in America. Why? Because the government is low-key disorganized. I'm not going to get real disrespectful and call it an S storm or call it an S sandwich. I'm not even going to call it a dumpster fire. I'm not going to call it a flaming boo-boo dumpster fire. I'm just going to say that it's a low-key disorganized. And if I got a draft notice for my 7-year-old, I'm just going to ignore it. Because if we get a draft notice, right, and it's for your 7-year-old, right, and we go to the government draft office, which would be just like the DMV, but worse, I guarantee it. It'll be just like the DMV. You get down there, and I walk up my 7-year-old. I'm like, hey, ma'am, how's it going? Are you just going to text while I'm talking? Are you going to look up? Or hey, how you doing? Look up. Thanks. All right. So, hi. My name is Ryan Holloway. This is my son, Amir. It looks like you guys sent him a draft notice because he's 7. He eats Lunchables and plays soccer. So is there something we can do about this? And she's like, he's got to go. So take him back there for the physical and fingerprinting, and then he's got to go. Ma'am, he's 7. I don't make the rules here. So either you can take him over there or we'll send you too, because I don't make the rules. If you got the notice and he has to go. Well, that seems unreasonable, but can I speak to your supervisor? I am the supervisor. Do you have a manager? I am the manager. Okay. And then I got to walk my son over here to this thing, and there's always someone that works there who, like, notices. If you get really lucky, right? If you get really lucky, you go to handle something in a government office where, let's say, not even a government office, let me not be biased. If you go somewhere where the bureaucracy is, well, there's a hellacious amount of bureaucracy and red tape where the stupidest things are, like, okay. Sometimes, if you're lucky, there'll be one person there who's seen this error before, and they'll see you and they'll catch you like, wait, is he 7? Oh my God, I hate when they do this. Oh my God, let me see the thing. Let me see. And they type in their computer like this. And then they do something special inside of their system. And they're like, all right, here you guys go. Sorry about that. This is so stupid when this happens. I can't believe that. It's dumb. And then you're like, oh my God, thank God. And then you leave or whatever. And the lady who said that you couldn't do it, she either looks at you and stares you down and nods her head, or she acts like she didn't know that it was wrong. So, oh, I didn't know that he was 7. I thought that he was saying that this is the 7th time that he's been drafted. So you guys know how that stuff goes. Anyway, yeah, so a 7-year-old got drafted to the military in Russia. Hopefully he doesn't have to go fight, because if he does, I don't think that's fair, but better him than me. Anyway, a plane had to stop for a potty break. Now, all the bathrooms on the plane were, like, full. They all got, not full, I'm sorry. There's only, they were full, okay. all the bathrooms on the plane were broken. Somehow, some way, all of them got broken. And the plane going from New York to Seattle had to take a break because the pilots had to use a restroom. And I don't knock them at all. I don't knock them. Now, I know what some of you guys are thinking about this story off top. This is the same thing that I thought when I heard it. I was like, what kind of pilots would just land a plane and use a restroom? That's ridiculous. That doesn't even make any sense. Da-da-da-da. They stopped in Montana to use a bathroom. They used it in the gate. And my thing is this. These bathrooms, have you ever used an airplane bathroom? Have you? I have multiple times because I fly a lot, because I'm fly. Get it? When you flush a toilet in an airplane bathroom, you're... It feels like, it seems like when you flush a toilet in an airplane bathroom, it seems like the plane opens. Like, it's really loud, right? Now, the toilets were broken. Now, my question is this. What are you guys doing on the airplane bathroom for a toilet to break? What are you doing? If you got to fly from Seattle, you're going to fly from New York to Seattle. Whatever type of, like, business that you needed to do, that needed to be done before you got to the airport or in the airport or at home. Anything. You had this flight is what? How long is it? 7 hours? This flight, 7 hours. I know you prepare for this flight for a while. This isn't something you're doing just today and coming back later. It don't work that way. There's not even enough time to do that. So what were you eating? What'd you put in the toilet that they all broke? I don't blame the pilots. I don't blame them. People are like, oh, people were like, this raggedy airline, they're just going to stop in the middle of the flight. No, 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 no. Blame the passengers. Blame somebody who went in there and broke the bathroom. It's a shame. I always wonder that when bathrooms get broken. I mean, there's some places you go where the bathroom is always broke. I used to go to this gym and the bathroom would always be broke. Why would it always be broke? Because they had these silly low-flow toilets. And I'm thinking, like, why do y'all have that at a bat? Why do you have a low flow toilet? I understand you're trying to save water. I get it. The problem with a low flow toilet is it doesn't show any love. You got 500 people in here per day using the restroom. I'm sorry. You guys are going to have to use some water. I apologize. Sorry. That's how it works. Period. So I always wonder how toilets get broken. And I've seen airplane toilets. When you, I'm telling you, I promise you guys, if you have not used an airplane bathroom, maybe you only take short flights to Vegas. Maybe you only take short flights that are an hour. I don't know. But when you flush an airplane bathroom, it sounds like the plane opened up. It sounds like Superman flying. That's what it sounds like. And for you to back something up that badly that the plane can't take it out, you should be ashamed of yourself. And whoever did that, the air marshal should have detained them, because that's ridiculous. And I know who some of you guys are. Some of you guys that go to the airplane bathroom and be in there for like 30, 45 minutes. There's not even enough room in there for you to be in there that long. It's not. There's no way a human should be in somewhere that small that long. That's like, I don't know. It's like if you were like standing in your closet for like 4 days. Well, there's no reason. You can't physically exist in that realm that long. It's like a black hole where all the molecules and oxygen has been flushed out. You can't even exist in there that long. So for those of y'all that are destroying the airplane bathroom, you should be ashamed of yourself. Shame. Anyhow, I'm passionate about that issue because I do fly a lot, and I think airplane bathrooms should be respected. Anyway, you guys could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. This has been another episode of the Weird News Podcast, brought to you by your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. That's me. And presented by the GSMC Podcast Network. Live long and prosper. Watch out for potholes. See you guys next week.